The actual step is at least to protect those who are mistreated by them. I mean, there are families and people and all the religion who are fighting by them. So we have first to protect those who are in danger first. Second, I think we have to try to understand, and it's a challenge for the international forum, to understand what kind of blinding made that able to happen. I mean, during the past years, some nations wanted to protect this interest against this interest. They didn't pay attention that doing that, they were opening a large way for this sort of radicalization. And the third step is to be as clear as possible, not to participate in what is given richnesses and goods. So no arms to sell, no petrol to buy.